In this section of the test, you will have the chance to show how well you understand spoken English. There are four parts to this section with special directions for each part. Part 1. Questions 1 to 3. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear some dialogues and questions spoken in English. The questions and the dialogues will be spoken twice. They will not be printed in your test book, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speakers are saying. After you listen to the dialogue and the question about it, read the five possible answers and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Now listen to a sample question. You will hear,
"What do you want for your birthday present, Mike? A watch? A bicycle? A mobile phone? Or a Power Ranger robot?"
"I'd rather you bought me a portable PlayStation 3.
What did Mike want for his birthday present? A. A robot. B. A watch. C. A bicycle. D. A mobile phone. E. A PlayStation 3. The best answer to this question is a PlayStation 3. Therefore, you should choose answer E. Number 1.
Do you use the internet very often?
Yes, I do. I use it for communication.
How do you communicate with it?
I send and receive emails, and I speak with my friends using voicemail.
What are they talking about? Number 1.
Do you use the internet very often?
Yes, I do. I use it for communication.
How do you communicate with it?
I send and receive emails, and I speak with my friends using voicemail.
What are they talking about? Number 2.
Mum, may I use your car?
You haven't got a driver's license, have you?
No, but my friends haven't got their licenses either, and their parents don't mind.
I'm sorry, you can't, dear.
Why is the boy not allowed to use the car? Number 2.
Mum, may I use your car?
You haven't got a driver's license, have you?
No, but my friends haven't got their licenses either, and their parents don't mind.
I'm sorry, you can't, dear.
Why is the boy not allowed to use the car? Number 3.
Why don't you take the bus to work? Driving in rush hour traffic is terrible.
I would, but I'm afraid that there won't be any seats left by the time the bus gets to my stop.
Why does a man not want to go by bus? Number 3.
Why don't you take the bus to work? Driving in rush hour traffic is terrible.
I would, but I'm afraid that there won't be any seats left by the time the bus gets to my stop.
Why does a man not want to go by bus? Part 2. Questions 4 to 6. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear some dialogues or monologues spoken in English. The dialogues or monologues will be spoken twice. They will not be printed in your test book, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speakers are saying. After you listen to the dialogue or monologue, look at the five pictures provided in your test book and decide which one would be the most suitable with the dialogue or monologue you have heard. Number 4.
What sport do you like?
Fencing.
Oh yeah? What do you need for that?
Things like a sword, a helmet, and some special clothes.
Which picture goes with the dialogue? Number 4.
What sport do you like?
Fencing.
Oh, yeah? What do you need for that?
Things like a sword, a helmet, and some special clothes.
Which picture goes with the dialogue? Number 5.
Have you started the assignment yet?
Yes, but I haven't finished it.
Why don't we work on it together?
Okay, let's go to the library.
Where will they probably go? Number 5.
Have you started the assignment yet?
Yes, but I haven't finished it.
Why don't we work on it together?
Okay, let's go to the library.
Where will they probably go? Number 6.
Last week, I went to a plaza in town. When I was in front of a gift shop, I saw a handbag on display. It was a beautiful leather handbag with a strap. I wanted to buy it, but I didn't have enough money.
Which picture goes with the monologue? Number 6.
Last week, I went to a plaza in town. When I was in front of a gift shop, I saw a handbag on display. It was a beautiful leather handbag with a strap. I wanted to buy it, but I didn't have enough money.
Which picture goes with the monologue? Part 3. Questions 7 to 11. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear some incomplete dialogues spoken in English, followed by 5 responses, also spoken in English. The dialogues and the responses will be spoken twice. They will not be printed in your test book, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speakers are saying. You have to choose the best response to each question. Now, listen to a sample question.
I've got some bad news about my test.
What? You failed again.
What will the man most likely reply?
A. Let me try again. B. Don't worry, I'm fine. C. Sorry, I've disappointed you. D. Never mind, you've done your best. E. I'd like to apologize for my failure.
The best answer to the question, you failed again, is choice C. Therefore, you should choose answer C. Number 7.
I heard some bad news about you while you were in London. Was it true?
Yes. Someone stole my laptop when I left it in the car.
What is the appropriate response?
A. Oh, good news. B. Oh, you are welcome. C. Oh, I will go to London too. D. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. E. Oh, I also have a bag.
Number 7.
I heard some bad news about you while you were in London. Was it true?
Yes. Someone stole my laptop when I left it in the car.
What is the appropriate response?
A. Oh, good news. B. Oh, you are welcome. C. Oh, I will go to London too. D. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. E. Oh, I also have a bag.
Number 8.
What would you like to order for lunch?
Just fish and chips, a glass of Coke, and a strawberry sundae. Would you like to have the same?
What will the man probably answer?
A. That would be great. B. I don't like it. C. Let me order a burger. D. Not now. E. That is too much.
Number 8.
What would you like to order for lunch?
Just fish and chips, a glass of Coke, and a strawberry sundae. Would you like to have the same?
What will the man probably answer?
A. That would be great. B. I don't like it. C. Let me order a burger. D. Not now. E. That is too much.
Number 9.
This is rock music. Do you want to listen to it?
What will the man probably say?
A. No, thank you. It's enjoyable. B. Why not? I hate it, really. C. It's very expensive, I'm afraid. D. I must admit, everybody likes music. E. No, thanks. I can't stand hard rock.
Number 9.
This is rock music. Do you want to listen to it?
What will the man probably say?
A. No, thank you. It's enjoyable. B. Why not? I hate it, really. C. It's very expensive, I'm afraid. D. I must admit, everybody likes music. E. No, thanks. I can't stand hard rock.
Number 10.
What's the matter with you?
I can't do this test. It is very difficult.
I'm sure you didn't study last night. What did you do?
How might the student respond to the teacher's question?
A. The movie was interesting. B. I wasn't busy last night. C. I studied till late last night. D. I watched an interesting movie until late last night. E. The movie was easy to understand.
Number 10.
What's the matter with you?
I can't do this test. It is very difficult.
I'm sure you didn't study last night. What did you do?
How might the student respond to the teacher's question?
A. The movie was interesting. B. I wasn't busy last night. C. I studied till late last night. D. I watched an interesting movie until late last night. E. The movie was easy to understand.
Number 11.
Where are we going to stay?
At the Sun Hotel near the beach.
Why there?
What reason does the woman give for choosing the hotel?
A. I'm free. B. I stay there. C. It gives the most satisfactory service. D. It's on the beach. E. There's a hotel there.
Number 11.
Where are we going to stay?
At the Sun Hotel near the beach.
Why there?
What reason does the woman give for choosing the hotel?
A. I'm free. B. I stay there. C. It gives the most satisfactory service. D. It's on the beach. E. There's a hotel there.
Part 4. Question 12 to 15. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear several monologues. Each monologue will be spoken twice. They will not be printed in your test book, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speakers are saying. After you hear the monologue and the question about it, read the 5 possible answers and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. The following text is for questions 12 and 13.
The platypus is a semi-aquatic mammal endemic to eastern Australia, including Tasmania. It is one of the five extant species of monotremes, the only mammals that lay eggs instead of giving birth to live young. The body and the broad, flat tail of this animal are covered with dense brown fur that traps a layer of insulating air to keep the animal warm. It uses its tail for storage of fat reserve. It has webbed feet and a large rubbery snout. These are features that appear closer to those of a duck than to those of any known mammal. Weight varies considerably from 0.7 to 2.4 kilograms, with males being larger than females. A male averages 50 centimeters total length, while the female measures approximately 45 centimeters. The platypus has an average body temperature of 32 degrees Celsius, rather than the 37 degrees Celsius that is typical of the placental mammal.
Number 12. What animal is being described in the monologue? Number 13. How much does a platypus weigh? The following text is for questions 12 and 13.
The platypus is a semi-aquatic mammal endemic to eastern Australia, including Tasmania. It is one of the five extant species of monotremes, the only mammals that lay eggs instead of giving birth to live young. The body and the broad, flat tail of this animal are covered with dense brown fur that traps a layer of insulating air to keep the animal warm. It uses its tail for storage of fat reserve. It has webbed feet and a large rubbery snout. These are features that appear closer to those of a duck than to those of any known mammal. Weight varies considerably from 0.7 to 2.4 kilograms, with males being larger than females. A male averages 50 centimeters total length, while the female measures approximately 45 centimeters. The platypus has an average body temperature of 32 degrees Celsius, rather than the 37 degrees Celsius that is typical of the placental mammal.
Number 12. What animal is being described in the monologue? Number 13. How much does a platypus weigh? The following text is for questions 14 and 15.
Now the news in detail. Snowstorms and blizzards had been blamed for at least 16 deaths across the country. Wisconsin declared a state of emergency after it was hit by up to 48 centimeters of snow earlier in the week. Across the country, flights had been canceled, roads closed, and power cut off, affecting thousands of people. Freezing temperatures had also affected the Multnomah waterfalls in Oregon. Some children took time out to play in the snow as schools were closed across the country. However, the snow failed to bother thousands of snow geese heading to Washington for the winter season, passing by Mount Baker.
Number 14. How many people died because of the snow and blizzards? Number 15. What was the weather like in Wisconsin? The following text is for questions 14 and 15.
Now the news in detail. Snowstorms and blizzards had been blamed for at least 16 deaths across the country. Wisconsin declared a state of emergency after it was hit by up to 48 centimeters of snow earlier in the week. Across the country, flights had been canceled, roads closed, and power cut off, affecting thousands of people. Freezing temperatures had also affected the Multnomah waterfalls in Oregon. Some children took time out to play in the snow as schools were closed across the country. However, the snow failed to bother thousands of snow geese heading to Washington for the winter season, passing by Mount Baker.
Number 14. How many people died because of the snow and blizzards? Number 15. What was the weather like in Wisconsin? This is the end of the listening section.